The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Not every couple has good communication skills, and luckily a new article fills in the blanks.
Hang on, I'm going to try that one more time.
So, tiny black holes.
Tiny black holes. Man. Longification.
Spaghettification.
I'm like spaghetti.
Not every couple has good communication skills. Luckily, a new article fills in the blanks.
The Men's Room Top 10.
Smooth, crisp.
The Men's Room Top 10.
10. Intimate questions for couples to start a deep conversation. I always ask my dates if they are spontaneous. Do they feel like just leaving the phones at home? Spur of the moment road trip out into the country. Just us. Just nature. No one around for miles. We can lay out under the stars, sip wine, fall asleep, and then I drive home.
Yeah.
It's like Castle's old joke. It's like an old man and a little girl are walking into the woods, and the little girl says, "I'm scared." And he says, "You're scared. I'm the one who's got to walk out of here alone."
So these are intimate questions for couples to start a deep conversation. Yep. And they break it down into several different categories. There's actually a hell of a lot more than 10, but they break it down into different categories. So you have personal questions about your childhood, such as, who was your favorite teacher and why was that teacher amazing?
Don't ask me that.
Right?
You know why? Because they didn't pay attention to us and I could get away with murder. That's why I like that teacher. They weren't a good teacher, but they're my favorite.
Right. I have good teachers that I liked as I was
sure.
growing up. Other than maybe like a band teacher that I knew in high school, they were my teachers.
I mean, I have a couple teachers I'm still friends with from DeMatha. But like a couple of them, I've said this before, I realize now, like when I'm 17, 18, they're only in their early 20s. They're fresh out of college.
Yeah.
But honestly, the best teacher is a guy named Mr. Mrzeski. He taught history and what do you call the advanced history for years. But you've never seen somebody more animated.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he would jump on the desk and act like he's, like, fighting in a war. I mean, it was awesome. To this day, yeah. Almost every DeMatha guy would be like, oh, Mrzeski, he was the man.
I had a Spanish teacher that got really, really involved. She was really easy to learn from and really easy to be in her class.
Okay.
She was a ton of fun. Questions about your partner's likes. What's your all-time favorite piece of clothing? Why do you love wearing it?
These are deep conversations.
These are deep conversations.
Miles, why do you like wearing it?
Why do you like wearing your favorite piece of clothing, and what is it?
I don't know if I have one.
I'm trying to think on top of my head.
Is this style?
Like, I never even thought about this.
A fishbone t-shirt?
See the deep conversation we're getting into?
Mm-hmm. I do. I might go with just a hoodie. I love wearing a hoodie.
I mean, some other ones are like, what was your happiest birthday ever like? I was really happy, and I enjoyed that it was my birthday.
I was 30, got smashed. I don't remember a lot other than falling asleep on a pool table. My buddy Tony saying, come on, man, you're better than this. And me saying, clearly, I'm not.
I did get to call my mom last night. Wish
her happy
birthday.
Nice. And when was her birthday?
September 6th.
Yeah, you're on that.
God.
Had she been waiting?
I don't know.
How did you approach this? Because it was bugging you yesterday.
She's like, yeah, I know. I spent it with your brother and your sister. And we went out to dinner.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I said, that's cool.
I'm getting around to it.
You didn't
now.
Have to cook them.
So does this make you mentally even for
I
when
believe so.
She forgot yours?
I believe so, yes.
See, it's working already.
My
it's a deep conversation.
My dad is tomorrow. I got to remember that.
Okay.
I wrote it down on my calendar.
Good job, Miles.
Also learned how to set alerts on my phone.
Attaboy.
Yeah, we were smoking yesterday, and I can't remember what we were talking about. And Miles just goes, oh, S. I'm like, what? He's like, dude, my mom's birthday was like 3 weeks ago. I'm like, yeah, dude, you got to get on that.
What made it finally click in your head like a week late?
Because I thought about the fact that my dad's birthday is a couple days away, and I was like, oh, my God, my mom's 2 weeks before that. Oh, no.
I'm sorry, Mom.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, my bad. She was 75, too, which is kind of a
biggie. Oh, no.
Kind of a biggie.
That's yeah, right, exactly.
That's a milestone right there.
Wasn't like 72, 73, 71. Nah, 75.
Intimate questions for couples to start a deep conversation. Questions about your partner's dislikes, like, what's your least favorite holiday?
What? Valentine's, baby.
Yeah, I mean,
I mean, do you want the honest truth, or do you want me to sit there and lie to you?
As a dude, it is Valentine's Day, without a doubt.
I don't count Valentine's because it really only affects you if you are in a relationship.
Right.
I'll still say New Year's.
Okay.
New Year's Day?
It can get depressing.
Well, and just, for whatever reason, like last year I kind of broke my rule and I went out. But like I said, I just loved college football so much. And like when I was working part-time in Baltimore, like I would volunteer to work New Year's Eve. Because I wanted New Year's Day off to watch football.
Gotcha.
So, like, and I hate the term amateur night, but I feel like New Year's Eve is the one where even I say it. Because I'll go out drink on St. Patty's, Cinco de Mayo. You give me a fake drink at holiday, I'm in. But New Year's Eve, it just, I don't know. Feels
champagne,
like
dude.
And there's so much pressure. You got to do this. You got to do that.
Right.
You want to get dressed up and pay $100 to this restaurant? Hell no.
More questions about your partner's dislikes. What color do you detest?
I mean, circumstantial.
It is.
I don't mind the color brown until I look in the toilet. You know what I mean? I don't always dislike brown, but there are moments.
What's worse to you?
I would say I don't like pink, but there are moments where it is my favorite color.
What's worse to you, smoking or chewing gum?
Well, I'm not going to ask.
Well, I mean, no offense to anybody, but like, it's got to be smoking.
Right. It depends how you chew your gum. Right? There's those clicky people that just...
You're not wrong. I'm just saying, I don't know. Like, people, there's like, you could chew gum in bars.
Yeah.
Right?
It's not like, oh, chewing gum's got so out of control, people are getting sick from secondhand chewing.
I like these last two. What's the meanest thing anyone ever said to you? Just so I know where the bar's at, right?
Man, I can't even. So I'd have to use words you might not even have heard before, but yes.
Maybe there's a reason I'm still single at 43. I'm like, I don't know if I want to know her answer to that.
Exactly.
Well, it's probably something I said. We've been together for 20 years in a relationship. Inevitably, we have said some horrible things to each other.
Last one of the your partner's dislikes. What was the worst day of your life like?
Well, you said I do.
Day my mom died.
Yeah. That'll do it.
That's a pick-me-up.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Yeah. Like, really? You want to talk about this? Let's get into this conversation.
Yeah, mom died. The omelet was runny.
It was a really bad day.
Right.
Coffee was cold.
Right.
And my mom died.
Dunkin's was closed.
Yeah, right. There are some people that do. It's like, well, and then they just like slide, like, what? All right.
I hit every freaking red light. Oh, and by the way, bonding questions about sex and intimacy. Ask these so you can love them the way they want to be loved. It actually says that. Again, these are intimate questions for couples.
I'm glad it said that and you did not improv that line. I actually feel I have more respect for you.
How do you really feel about foreplay?
Well, if you do it right, it's awesome. Right. What kind of question is that?
Come on.
Like, what do you feel about pizza? If it's a good pizza, I like it.
Do you have a secret you would only want to share with me?
No.
No.
No. No.
Absolutely not. No.
Bonding questions about sex and intimacy. How do you think your parents' relationship shaped you?
Ew. Ew, man.
Take your clothes off, baby.
What is this category again?
This is bonding questions about sex and intimacy.
Well, Why would my parents come into that?
I watched how my dad run his hands on my mom.
Yeah, I mean, I think your parents' relationship could have an effect on your relationships, but not in the bedroom.
Right.
Oh, God. That's
not
there. What do you think my parents are doing, man?
God.
We're about to have sex. Get in the room, Steven. Take notes.
Do you think you can really stay friends with an ex? Why are we talking about this?
What, who's your ex that you're friends with?
Correct.
That's what that
is. How long was the relationship?
I mean, you can be cordial.
They do also...
Yeah. And you can see how people interact.
Sure. You're not going to be jerks to them, but you're not going to hang out no more. Again, these are intimate questions for couples to start a deep conversation. These are important questions about family. Which member of the family makes you feel the most comfortable?
Hell, I don't know.
What's the biggest disagreement you ever had with your family? It's family. Disagreements and the biggest they're two different categories.
What to eat for Thanksgiving as a side.
Right. I mean, guess what? My family pisses me off. Okay.
That's what family does.
Their family.
And generally, like kind of like in Who Sucks Less, the biggest real issues you're going to have in family generally is when somebody, one of the parents passed away and there's a large, and it doesn't have to be large. There's a sum of money,
any amount of money
that needs to be split up.
They could have $4, and if you got three other siblings, somehow there'll be a fight about it.
Yeah.
Do you have anyone in your life who you consider family, even if they're not biologically related to you?
Well, yeah.
Sure.
If I do, you know.
Right. You've probably met them.
Right. They're coming around a lot.
These are not questions.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys ask.
No.
I'm sorry.
Not one of them.
This is not conversation starters for dudes.
Like, well, we should. That's how we were going to make it deeper.
Yeah, but then you're stuck in the conversation.
Is he dating anyone?
Part of the reason we don't ask is because we don't care.
It never came up. I know he's got a new driver.
That's right.
How come you don't have an answer to this question? Because nobody asks me this crap, dude.
I don't think they ask.
No.
Because they wanted me to know that.
You spent 4 hours in a golf cart together, and you don't know if he's dating anyone.
They have questions, deep questions about values. If a friend ever betrayed you, would you forgive them?
Well, maybe. What did they betray?
If it's big enough to warrant the word betrayal, probably not. Yeah. I mean, I'd forgive them, wouldn't trust them again.
Yeah. I say that all the time. Like, you don't see it be a big thing, forgive and forget. I go, no. I'm big on forgiveness. Don't forget. Because if you forget, it'll happen again.
It's almost like they have a history repeat itself.
Yeah.
What's the best way to go about improving the world? I'm a radio producer.
Stop asking questions.
Would you feel comfortable lending a family member or friend a lot of money? Asking for a friend.
No.
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 I can't fathom why my brother would ask me for money. But I guess if he really needed it, I would help him out. But that would be some strange circumstances.
There are those family members and there are those friends that you will lend money to because you know that you are lending the money, as Ted likes to say. There's other family members and other friends that you're just giving them money.
Well, also, that's the thing. If you ever lent, just don't expect it back.
And then let's end on this one as far as intimate questions for couples to start a deep conversation in the category of fun questions about your relationship. What can I do to make your world feel safer? Stop talking like that.
That'd be the first
one. Get your butt in the range.
Who's responsible for this?
This is, so it's on MSN.com, but somebody's got to have made this list. Good housekeeping.
Yeah, shut up.
People that...
My God.
They don't ask these questions. These questions eventually come up in conversation.
Well, say any one of those, inevitably, through the course of your relationship, you find these things out.
Right.
Oh, I love this shirt. I hate this color. Oh.
How do you stimulate deep conversation? You have light conversation. You have the small talk that nobody likes. I actually read a book last year, or if not this year, that was basically The Art of Small Talk. Nobody likes small talk for a reason, because it's tedious and nobody gives a damn about the answers to small talk. However, it opens the door to have these bigger conversations.
Right.
So get through that crap. If you're in a relationship and you're still small talking,
there's something wrong.
That's right. If you're in an intimate relationship and you're still, how's the weather today? Like, you're not in a relationship.
Hard enough for you?
You guys are just banging and you're hooking up.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.